produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
It's a great day to have the breath of life. You're listening to Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspirational Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. Oh, it's so good to be here again with you all. Good morning, good evening, good night. And for those who are night owls that are up until the wee hours of the morning, my word for everyone is peace, be still, and know that I am God, says the Lord. You're listening to Your Wealth is Your Wellness again with Coach Terry on Josie's Inspirational Network USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. In these times in the world where we're uncertain and there's angst, I say to you, peace, be still. In these times where we are quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, my dear brothers, take note of this, says James 1:19. I wanted to talk about being at peace and know that the Lord is God, and that he has the whole world in his hands, and that we have to be still, and we have to stand, and we have to trust and know that he is working. He's working every morsel and minute of the day to turn around anything that is of evil or not of him for our good. In Ecclesiastes 3:7, he says, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak. What I want to say to you in order to live in balance, in order to breathe the breath of life of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has instilled and given us each and every day when our eyes open, is to take this time to listen, be slow to speak, sit and meditate on God's word. Ask him to give you the wisdom and the steps for your next action. Sometimes God will say, be still. Be still, my child. Watch what I'm doing. Listen for my whisper to you, and I will order your steps in the steps that you should go. You know, we talk about love. We've talked about love in the past. We've talked about love is the answer, because love is God. This is a time to mend, relationships that aren't so great. This is a time to love on your family. Tell them how much you care about them. Create new memories. This is a time to journal, a time to write down your thoughts, write letters to God, put your dreams on paper, put your thoughts on paper, and breathe. I think we have been moving so fast around the world that we haven't taken the time to honor God and be still. He has utilized this time to sit us all down and focus on Him. In Exodus 14:14, the Lord says, I will fight for you. You need only to be still. I can't make it any more clear than that. I will fight for you, says the Lord. You need only to be still. You know, when I talk about be still and know that I am God to my young adults who are 19 and 22, they're like, you mean like sit down and just not do anything, Mom? Keep our mouths closed and be still? I mean exactly that. When's the last time you've done that and you've prayed and you've thanked the Lord for what you have? For those of us who have a roof over our head, food on our table, family within our home, not sick, still able to generate an income, you may be working from your home, but still able to generate an income, you better shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. And just praise and thank Him for what is. Because there are many who do not have what I just described. Be still and know that I am God, says the Lord. In Psalm 62:5, he says, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. Take this time, my wealth partners, because your wealth is your wellness. Everything that you have right now is your wealth. It's your wellness and it's your help. I bind up right now and cast out any fears that anyone has right now. I bind it up and I cast it out. We claim joy right now in the name of the Lord. We claim joy. It's Jesus, others, and then yourselves. That's what joy stands for me. Jesus, others, and then yourself. Means put Him first. Be kind and love others. And then pray for you, your family, and give honor and praise to Him each and every day. The world is going through a crisis. It's a pandemic. But what I can say to you, that Jesus is in control, and that you know He is in control. My daughter says to me, Mom, this is the end of the world. People are saying that this pandemic is the end of the world. And I looked her in the eyes and I smiled and I said, my child, and if it is, we trust God. If it is, we have our relationship with Christ. If it is, we know where we're going. If it is, we are saved. If it is, there's no worries. I'm not in a hurry. You're not in a hurry. But we're going to be still. We're going to trust God. And we're going to walk in the path that He has ordered for us. Period. I asked her, "Are you afraid?" She said, "No, I'm not afraid. I just wanted to be able to have children." And I smiled. I said, "We all have wants in life, my darling. But this is our journey on this earth. But it's God's plan. We may have our own plans. And He may know the desires of your heart and still give you that because He's God. But always know, my sweetheart, it's His plan. It's His plan." I love me some Jesus. I really do, and I know you do too. For those of you who are just joining in, this is Coach Terry with Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspiration Network, USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. In Psalms 131:2, God says, "But I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me." I have come calmed and quiet. It is calm and it is quiet in this household. My question to you, is it calm and quiet in yours? That's my question. Please don't be angst, for being angst and having anxiety takes you out of balance. You don't get to make great choices. So I want to talk about some things that you can do that can calm your spirit and quiet your soul as you're still and listening for God to order your steps. Because He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He rains down on us every single day. We just have to listen. Some of the things that I want to share with you, number one, that you can do every single day, if not already, is when you get up in the morning, take a deep breath, inhale in, hold it, 5 seconds, and exhale out through your nose. You'll inhale through your mouth, and you'll exhale through the nose, and then you'll vice versa. Inhale through your nose, and hold it for 5 seconds, and exhale out through the mouth. You should be doing this sitting, spine upright and erect, shoulders back, arms and palms facing the Lord up above, and very relaxed. Inhale through your mouth, hold it for 5 seconds, and exhale through the nose. You do this exercise for 5 to 7 minutes every day, thanking and praising the Lord for giving you the breath of life, thanking and praising the Lord for everything that He has done for you, and being still. How many of us have practiced just being still for 5 to 7 minutes a day? Many of the clients that I've talked to in the past do this in their prayer closet, by the water, by their pool, in their shower, in their bathtub, outside in the driveway, their front yard, their backyard, the park, the beach, wherever you find peace. That's where you meditate and do this exercise. So meditation is the first thing and action step that I'm recommending that you do each and every day. The second thing, and a lot of people do it already, is get their Bible and they journal and they have their morning devotion with the Lord, with their favorite cup of coffee, tea, or wellness regimen or remedy that they've incorporated into their lifestyle. When you journal, are you writing a letter to the Lord? Are you just journaling your thoughts? Are you writing a letter to your children? Or are you studying the Word by reading a scripture of the day and elaborating on what that scripture means to you? All of the above are wonderful and rich, but the ultimate is to read that Word of God in the Bible and meditate, study, journal, write, so that you are fed with the nourishment each and every day before you proceed on your way to do God's plan and to do His work. You see, in Isaiah 32:17, he says, "And the effect of righteousness will be at peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust will be forever." So as we do these action steps, these are effects of the righteous. We give honor and glory to God each day by having a devotional and reading His Word with our favorite wellness remedy or regimen. We will be at peace. And the result of the righteousness, quietness, and trust forever. That's Isaiah 32:17. Isn't it rewarding and just so, I'm so full right now. It's so refreshing to know that God is in control. It gives me a comfort, and it should give you a comfort, and we should be at peace with that. To let Him be in control, because He is. He's in control. So as we journal and we study His Word, my recommendation is to you is to choose the scripture to meditate on and write in your journal what that scripture means to you. What did you gain from that scripture? Because it feeds your soul. It gives you, again, that nourishment to thrive. Some of us that journal write letters to our children in our journal. Some of us have written our thoughts. And if you're feeling any type of thoughts of anxiety, put it down on paper. You know, when I journal as a coach and a child of God, I write to the Lord. I say, "Dear God, this is how I'm feeling. For You know this already, but I want to put it on paper. I'm emotional today, Lord. I'm giving You all the honor, the praise, and the glory, but I'm emotional today. I feel sad. I'm being still, Lord, but I'm human. But I'm sad. I'm sad because I have a relationship that's not the way that it should be, Lord. It's not of you, Lord. I need you to help me mend it. Help me make the best choices in you, Lord. Give me the scripture and the word, Lord. Speak to my heart, Lord. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. Help me find my way, Lord. You all know that I'm authentic with sharing who I am and how I speak to the Lord and how the Lord speaks to me. Because I'm free. You know, we all have to learn to forgive others. We've talked about forgiveness. We all have to learn how to ask God for forgiveness, for He does know our hearts. But we need to say it out loud. We need to pray out loud too. The devil doesn't like that. We need to pray out loud. We need to speak in tongues so the devil doesn't understand when you get that Holy Ghost. We need to do it. If you're doing it already, that's an awesome wellness regimen to keep you living in spiritual balance. The third action step that I would like for you to implement, if not already, is to nourish that body with the nutrients that it needs. The first nutrient is that word of God. You gotta feed it inside that soul. You gotta get it in you, and you gotta put it out. What I'm talking about is the nutrients that comes from our foods. I need green, leafy vegetables. I need raw green vegetables. I need fruits. I need minerals. I need you to drink your water. Water is life. Get the water in. Turn away the alcohol. Turn away the drugs. It's not for you. It's not for you. Make the choice to nourish that body. Your body is a temple. We talked about our body as a temple. God gave you this body to take care of, to nourish it, to take care of it, to massage it, to exercise it. For this is where you live. If you wear out your body, where are you going to live? This prevents disease and disease and any illnesses. So nourish that body. Give it plenty of water and nutrients, minerals and vitamins that it needs to thrive. But you first feed that soul with the word of God, your favorite word of God. Which leads me into taking the precautions necessary to stay clean and sanitary. You know, the Center of Disease Control right now in this pandemic has told us to wash our hands often for 20 seconds. I say, sing your favorite hymn while you are washing those hands. Something like, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. Not much of a singer, but I tell you one thing, when we sing the praises of the Lord, we sound like songbirds. Tell me. And get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am right within my soul. I can stand and be still and know that He is God and that I am covered by the blood. Do you know that you are covered no matter what? This could be a virus, pandemic, illness, tsunami, earthquake, hurricane, fire. We dance in the fire and not get burned. Because He's God. My last action step for you that I want to share today in order to live in balance and be well is this. Mend your relationship with whomever it is broken. Mend your relationship for whomever it is broken. This is a time to be kind. This is a time to love. This is a time to forgive. I know some of us listening say, Coach Terry, I know that to be true, but doesn't matter what you believe. We want to put a smile on God's face. We want Him to be pleased at what you have done, and you will be blessed abundantly, even more than you're blessed now. Just do it. Do it. Don't do it for the other person. Do it for you. So that that's not something hovering over you. It's not bothering you, and it's not angst. It could just be a simple phone call just to say, a call to tell you that I forgive you for and whatever it is. To let you know that I'm praying for you and I wish you and your family well. Have a blessed rest of your week. Could be that simple. Sometimes we have too much pride, but in the midst of a storm, let's mend our relationships. Let's get it right for you, for God, and continue to walk in the path that He has for us. Okay, so we're going to meditate. We're going to journal. We're going to nourish our bodies. We're going to take the precautions to be well. And we're going to mend relationships that aren't well by asking and giving them forgiveness. You're giving them a great gift. Right? Forgiveness is the sweetest thing. Learn to forgive. So you're listening to Coach Terry on Josie's Inspirational Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. You all be well. Give God all the glory. Be at peace and know that He is God. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.